From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. It's not often we get to mention William Faulkner and cheerleaders in the same sentence. But those are two vastly different inspirations for a new mascot at Ole Miss. Voting is on to replace Colonel Rebel, who was deemed racially insensitive and lost his official mascot status back in 2003. For more, we're joined now by Ty New. He's a senior at Ole Miss, and he's also co-chair of the Mascot Selection Committee. Hey, Ty, how are you?
Just fine. How are you?
We're great here. Thank you. So I understand y'all are down to three mascot finalists. What are they?
Yes, ma'am. We're down to the Rebel Black Bear, the Rebel Land Shark, and Hottie Toddy.
And I mentioned the origin of a couple of these, cheerleaders and Faulkner. Tell us just briefly, you know, what the inspiration is for these three that have made the shortlist.
Sure. Well, here at Ole Miss, it's a lot about tradition, and we're really prideful of, you know, our southern customs and everything. So starting with the bear, you know, we love our Faulkner down here. He was a resident of Oxford, so he's really close to everybody. So he wrote a story called The Bear, which Old Ben was a bear in his short story. So that's a good connection. Also, the actual story behind the teddy bear concept was that Teddy Roosevelt was in Mississippi on a bear hunt, and he refused to shoot a bear. So that's where the actual teddy bear concept comes from. That's why we had teddy bear. So.
And then Hottie Toddy?
Hottie Toddy, I don't know if y'all know what Hottie Toddy is. It's our biggest cheer, and it's also a way of just greeting Ole Miss fans. Like, if you see somebody in the airport that has an Ole Miss shirt on, you just say Hottie Toddy, and that means, you know, I'm from Ole Miss too. So the biggest draw about the mascot, Hottie Toddy, he would be really athletic and could do a lot of cool stunts, which is based off of some old Ole Miss cheerleaders who really started the whole trend of mascots being able to do really acrobatic stuff. And then the Land Shark, it's the most organic, really, from Ole Miss, because we had a player by the name of Tony Fine who passed away last year, but they started calling the defense Land Sharks. And so that was kind of a way to get the defense pumped up. And they would hold their hand to their forehead in the shark fin type thing, without them being fins up. So whenever we make big plays on defense, you can see the crowd doing fins up, and we'll play Jaws music, and there's a lot of stuff that goes along with the Land Sharks, and the crowd really loves it and gets everybody pumped up.
Okay, so three finalists, all with close connections to the hearts of Ole Miss fans. And speaking of Ole Miss fans, we should mention, before they get too upset, that the sports teams will still be called the Rebels. This is an issue of appearances that you're sorting through, the mascot on the sidelines and what,
yeah, exactly.
And what that will
it's,
look like.
That's one of the main things we try to stress, because we do hold all of our traditions so closely.
But does it sidestep the issue a little bit? I mean, the word Rebels could be construed by people as a reference to the Confederacy.
True. And yeah, but I think if we do whatever this new mascot is, I think it more preserves Rebels, because it takes a little heat off of that issue, if that makes sense.
Not really. Walk me through that.
Well, I mean, we're always going to be the Ole Miss Rebels, and I just feel like we've been trying to get rid of a lot of these symbols, but if we get a new mascot, I feel like it'll kind of take the heat off that, and we can always still remain the Ole Miss Rebels.
But the actual symbol out there running around will be a Land Shark, Black Bear, or Hottie Toddy.
Yeah, exactly. But he'll still, you know, he'll have Rebels across his chest, or he'll be named Rebel or something like that. So it's pretty easy that we can still be the Ole Miss Rebels.
All right. Well, we wish you luck. May the best mascot win.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
We've been talking with Ty New. He's a senior at Ole Miss, and he's co-chair of the Mascot Selection Committee.